Today's date is the 10th of November 2016. We are at Lamley Primary School to carry out oral history recordings. My name is John Smith and I am the chairperson of the Lamley Historical Society. I am joined by children from years 4, 5 and 6 to ask questions of our interviewee, Lawrence Milburn. Could I have our first question from Tyler, please?
Which primary school did you attend?
My primary school was called Newbold upon Avon County Primary School, and it's a little village in Warwickshire near Rugby. So it's a village similar to Lamley was.
Thank you. Next question, Thomas.
How many classes did your primary school have, and did you have different year groups?
Yes, we had 8 classes in the school, and it was just a junior school, actually. It wasn't a primary school, just a junior. We had 8 classes, and there were 2 classes for each year group. So it was very strict in the way it was organised.
Thank you. Joshua?
Did you do spellings and timetable tests?
Well, I can't actually remember the spelling. I'm sure we did do spellings, but I can't remember doing it. But I can certainly remember the times table tests, because we had a big chart on the wall, and when you passed your test, it was ticked off so that everybody could see what was going on.
Thank you. Madison?
Did you have dictionaries and thesauruses?
I can remember having dictionaries. We didn't have one each. There was a big dictionary on the teacher's desk, and we could go up and use it if we wanted to. But that's all I can remember, I must admit, just having that one big dictionary on the teacher's desk.
Thank you. George?
Did you have a school football team?
Yes, we did have a school football team, but because the school had got quite a lot of classes and children in it, only 11 people ever got a look in for the football team, and I wasn't very good at football, so I never got to play football for the school at all.
Katie?
What were the punishments like? Were the teachers strict?
The teachers were strict. They were very nice, but they were strict as well. You had to do exactly as you were told, and we had a headmaster called Mr. Butler. And if you were sent to him, then you had a corporal punishment, that is to say, you were struck with a slipper on the bottom, not on the hand, on the bottom.
Tyler?
What was your school like compared to school now?
Well, it was very, very strict. And you sat in rows, and the brightest children, the cleverest children perhaps, sat back on the left hand side of the classroom, and then with all the boys together on one side and then all the girls together on the other side, and we all knew what order we were in terms of ability, and you never ever spoke out loud unless you were asked to speak. So you couldn't chatter at all. You always had to put your hand up before you were allowed to say anything. So it was very strict.
Thank you. Thomas?
Did you have school dinners, and if you did, what were they like?
Well, my school didn't have its own kitchen. So we had to walk every lunchtime about a mile or so up the road to the secondary school and have our school dinners there. And my mum was a school cook at that school, so I didn't feel I could complain about the food because my mum was cooking it. But the dinners were very nice, but it was just a bit of a trek, and especially in the winter, if the weather wasn't very nice, we all had to get our coats and scarves and whatever on and walk up the road to the secondary school to have our lunch, and then of course walk back again. So sometimes we're all dripping wet in the afternoon, and the classroom got a bit smelly and damp.
Thank you very much. Joshua?
Did you have playtimes, and if you did, what game did you play?
Yes, we had a morning playtime and an afternoon playtime, as well as what was left of the lunchtime by the time we all got back to school. There was a lot of football played when the weather was reasonable, because we had a big grass field next door to our school, and the school playground was surrounded by a wall, but we had a big wooden gate in that wall, and if the ground was reasonable, the teachers opened the gate and we could go out onto the field and play football or just run around. But if it wasn't nice, we had to stay in our playground, and there's a lot of games of TIG and, you know, catch, one sort or another. We did have some ball games, one area of the playground we were allowed to throw balls around. And I remember in the winter, when it was very icy and cold, the playground had a slope to it, and down one wall it got very frosty, and we would go out and tip a pan of water down on the ground, and it would run down the slope and get really slippery and sliding. And then we'd have a big slide that we used to run and slide the full length of the playground right down by the side of this wall. And this wall had some brick pillars on it as well, and if you weren't very careful, you slid off and you hit one of the brick pillars rather than carried on going. And that's something that stands out in my memory of school days, sliding down the playground and the frost.
Thank you. Madison.
How long were your school days?
We started at 10 to 9 in the morning, and we didn't finish until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We had quite a long lunch break because of we had to walk up to the secondary school, and then we had our breaks in the afternoon and the morning as well. So it was a long day, 10 to 9 until 4 o'clock.
George.
Did you have a school uniform?
I've been trying to think about this, and I think the answer is yes, but it wasn't compulsory. There was a school colour, and some children wore school blazers, jackets. They were brown, with a badge on the pocket. But it wasn't a compulsory thing. You could use the uniform if you wanted to. So most people didn't.
Thank you. Katie.
How many children were at school?
This is another thing that I've been thinking about, because my memory is that there were 32 children in every single class, which makes 256 children at the school. And I can't work out why there was always 36 children in every class. You would have thought the numbers would have gone up and down, because, as I say, it was a little village. And then about 2 miles away from the little village, there was a big council estate, and the children there came to our village school as well. But why the numbers didn't vary, I don't know. But there was definitely, every class that I was in had exactly 32 children in it.
Thank you. Tyler.
How big was your house?
Very tiny. I lived in a tiny little cottage. It had 2 rooms downstairs and 2 rooms upstairs. We didn't have a bathroom. And the only toilet we had was in a little brick building down the bottom of the garden. So you had to go out in the freezing cold to go to the toilet. And if you wanted a bath, we had a big tin bath, and you put it in the kitchen, one of the downstairs rooms. And my mum always used to turn the oven on and open the oven door to warm the kitchen up, and you had to have your bath in this tin bath in the middle of the kitchen floor. And the only heating in the house was a coal fire in the living room. There's no heating in any of the bedrooms, and so it used to get very, very cold in winter.
Thank you. Thomas?
Were there any shops in your village?
We had a co-op. We had a small general store, grocery store. And when I was about 9 or 10, I used to go and work there. I used to help stack the shelves up. And next door to that, there was a butcher's shop. And then there were three pubs. And that was it. But we had a baker who used to come from another village with a van. He used to bring bread and cakes around. Then there was a milkman from one of the local farms. And he would, when I was very little, he would come round with a horse and cart with the milk in churns, and you used to get your jugs, and you'd take your jugs out, and you'd pour the milk into your jugs, and you'd come back with the jugs. And the stables for that horse were about two or three doors away from where I lived, and I used to go round and help him clean the horse's hooves and brush the horse's coat and so on. The horse was called Peggy.
Joshua.
Can you tell us about the Dumbles?
Well, I guess that you probably know already that the Dumbles have been there for an awful long time. Because the Dumbles were formed by the brook running down, the stream running down and slowly wearing away the mud and the stones and so on. So when I first came to Lamley, which was, 17 years ago I came to Lamley, you still saw a lot of children playing up in the Dumbles, but you don't see so many these days playing on their own. You see them walking up there with parents, but you don't see them on their own. I know my grandchildren come and stay with me, and they love going up the Dumbles, and they like climbing the waterfalls and throwing sticks in and watching them float down the brook and so on. But apparently, so I've been told by other people that live in the village, the great thing was to go up and play on what was called Monkey Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You all know where Monkey Island is, where
yeah.
the two
yeah.
streams
yeah.
come together. And that was the playground for the village, wasn't it? So I still like going up there, particularly with my grandchildren. We have a really good time up there. But of course, it's got to be a bit careful, haven't you, because those slopes are very, very steep.
Thank you. Right, just a couple of questions from the Lamley Historical Society. Could you tell us about your role as school governor at Lamley School, please?
Right, well, some of you will know that I used to be a teacher myself, and when I retired, I didn't like the idea of losing contact with schools and school children completely. So I decided that I was going to volunteer to become a governor of my local school. And so they checked me out and said I was okay, so they allowed me to become a governor. And the governors meet three times a term, and they ask the head teacher lots of awkward questions about what she's doing at the school and how she's organising things. And so we keep the head teacher on her toes, I hope. So that's our main role as governors. We make sure that the school is working well and that everybody's making good progress and everybody's happy at the school. And I have a particular responsibility in the governors for governor training, because lots of people that become governors have not got a lot of experience of schools apart from when they were at school themselves. So the local authority organised lots of training courses for governors so we can go and find out about things, and I help organise that and encourage other governors to get their training sorted out.
Lovely. Thank you. And one final question. Could you tell us about your tree plantation in Lamley?
Right, well, I think all of you have been to my trees, haven't you? Because you all came round and planted some trees last summer, didn't you? Or last spring, rather. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I heard that a field was up for sale. And I've always wanted to own a wood. So I said to my wife, what do you think about this then? Shall we buy it? and plant a wood. And she was quite excited by the idea as well. So we did. We bought this field and we decided to plant some trees. And we started planting them, say, about 6 years ago. And then about 3 years ago, lo and behold, the field next door to it became available up for sale as well. So we bought that one as well. And that's the one where you've planted your trees on the top of the, or towards the top of the hill. And so we've got nearly 400 trees planted so far. And all being well, we'll be planting another 100, 150 trees this next year. So keep your fingers crossed.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Lawrence.